This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill. Tad is a chartered retirement planning counselor and registered financial consultant. Tony is the co-founder and vice president of Freedom Financial Group and is a regular contributor to Kiplinger. Together, they are Birmingham's premier retirement planners. This is Retire with Freedom with Tad and Tony Hill.
Hello, everybody. This is Tad Hill, and as always, I am here with my lovely and talented wife, Tony. Tony, I don't know if you were aware of this, but we have a guest on the show today.
I think we do.
So the guest, our guest is Buzz Coons with Pierce Bevel here in Birmingham. Buzz is irrefutably the best CPA in the known universe.
He's the genius.
Right. So he's
he's the genius in the room today.
Welcome to the show, Buzz.
Well, thank you very much. I'm proud to be here.
So we've got a good show today. We're going to talk about taxes, which is everybody's favorite subject. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I thought we'd start off with is things nobody says.
Okay.
So let's start with the whopper. Things that nobody says. It makes me feel patriotic to pay more taxes than I have to, so I don't enjoy finding ways to pay less.
Oh, gosh. I've never heard that before.
Buzz, you hear that every day.
Well, I was about to say, Buzz, you're in your CPA practice, you work with a lot of business owners, doctors, lawyers, and, you know, just individuals that need help. Is that something you hear a lot?
I never hear that.
Nobody said like so. They love the government so much they got to give them more money.
So, we've got the new tax law passed. And why don't you talk a little bit about some of the things that if you were one of our listeners, you would be thinking about?
Well, there are a lot of things that are going to be different in the new tax law, and there's some opportunities, but things have really changed for especially pre-retirees and retirees. And, you know, one of the things that would be a opportunity for pre-retirees and retirees is dealing with the new standard deduction. It's almost doubled. So a married couple now has a standard deduction of $24,000, and many of them are not going to be able to itemize anymore because of that. So if I've got a client that say they've committed $5,000 a year to a charity, if they do that every year in sequence, they're probably not going to itemize, so it really doesn't lower their tax. So what I'm suggesting they do is let's go ahead and fund 3 years of that charitable contribution this year. We itemize this year, and then next year we take the standard deduction and the subsequent year.
That is genius. That's awesome.
So what exactly would that enables them to itemize in at least one of the years, right?
And then take the standards the next 2 years. That's a great idea. I mean, so let me ask you a weird question. Do you like the new tax law? I mean, you know, I mean, what do you think as far as retirees and pre-retirees? Is it beneficial to that group of folks or not?
I would say that most of my clients are going to see a reduction in taxes.
Good. Okay.
Especially if they look at the new rules and deal with them appropriately. My kids have always teased me that the postcard tax is going to come and that dad's not going to have a job anymore.
But this ain't going to happen.
But this new tax law is going to take me to retirement for sure.
Well, there may be a lot of CPAs that don't have a job anymore, but not the best one in the known universe.
No, not Superman.
That's right. So one thing I want to reiterate there is that because of I guess the point is because the standard deduction is going up, there's going to be less itemizing. So that's not necessarily a helpful thing, even though overall the tax law is going to reduce taxes for most folks. Well, I guess what you're talking about is, hey, overall this is going to be a tax reduction, but let's still look for every single way we can to get it lower still.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's what I love about what Buzz does. I mean, he's always looking in the couch for
you
extra
just said
nickels.
Buzz does.
Sorry. Yeah, whatever. It's a rhyming
That's what she loves about. All right, so we're going to say that from now on, every time we talk to you, Buzz, we're going to find some way to say that's what Buzz does.
Okay, good.
All right. Make all your charitable contributions. And, you know, that's interesting because most of the families that we help, Tony, wouldn't you say that they're very charitably minded? You know, they're very, they tithe, they give a lot to different things
causes
that they're passionate
causes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a good
thing
to know.
So fund it for 3 years this year and then take the standards the next two. That's a great idea.
So
what else you got?
What else you got in your bag of tricks over there?
Well, speaking of simplicity, there is something new for seniors, and those folks that are age 65 and over, beginning in 2019, are going to get a new tax form. The IRS is working on that, so they'll be filing something that will be simplified. Now, it won't be applicable until the spring of 2020, okay. But that is something brand new that we've not ever seen, a new tax form for folks 65 and over, so it may simplify it, make their life easier when tax filing time comes around.
So it's not going to be the 1040, it'll be some other number, or it'll be the simplified 1040 or something?
It'll be
like
maybe the senior 1040.
Got it, okay.
And we don't know what that looks like yet, do we? Exactly. We're just waiting for it to happen. You guys just can't. You know, what I really respect about what you do and the time frames that you guys all have to do this in at tax time is that I don't think you really found out, you know, exactly what was going to happen this year until just recently. I mean, there's a lot of things that keep throwing things at you, and you're like, okay, we got to adjust. We got to adjust. So I think that's really awesome that you are able to do that too. But
well, I think the final bill, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Buzz, but I think the final bill actually had a lot of like handwritten notes in the margin and like stuff crossed out. I mean, I think they were changing things down to the last second.
There are a lot of errors in the recent tax changes, and there are going to be some changes, and we'll probably be hearing about those sometime in April or May.
All right. So pay your CPAs well. They deserve it.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to say. So with this new tax law that brings all these changes, and with the fact that the changes are going to be changing, because like you said, there, you know, were errors in the thing that have to be fixed.
Loopholes, yeah.
So somebody ought to just get rid of their CPA and start doing this all themselves, right?
No way. Yeah, this is when you should lean harder. In fact,
things nobody says.
Right. Well, let me say this. This year, since all of this has happened, I would say just this calendar year, we're having more and more clients that I'm sitting down with and saying, hey, have you got somebody that you can send me to? Because, you know, all this stuff is very confusing for me, and it's not what it used to be. So
Tony, actually, that's a great point, because we are hearing a lot from the families that we help, that either they've been doing it themselves or they were working with somebody that they kind of felt like was just, you know, there's a difference between a forensic tax filing.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, here, let me tell you what you owe.
Uh-huh.
And forward-thinking tax planning.
Yeah.
And it's the same difference, in our opinion, between a broker or a banker that just manages somebody's money for their retirement.
Right.
And the reason that we love Buzz so much, love Buzz, that's close to Buzz does. The reason that we love Buzz so much is because you do forward-thinking tax planning.
Oh, yeah.
You're actually helping people think through on the front end. Here's the stuff you need to be doing so that you have a lower tax payment.
He's the tax savings detective.
Well, I mean, I really do. I mean, Buzz, correct me if I'm wrong, but my perception is that most people that do taxes for their clients are just saying, send me your stuff at the end of the year and let me tell you what you owe.
Yeah.
And so if you are asking yourself, what is the best way to plan my retirement? Are there ways that I could be reducing my taxes? One of the things that I want to point out about what we do, Tony, is that if it's an area that we're not going to be experts in, we make sure that we find somebody that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the families that we help have got everything taken care of. So if you would like the kind of help that we bring to the table, you want to plan for your retirement, not just a bunch of investments. You want to be able to do forward-looking tax analysis. Maybe you've got a lot of money and you're not sure how to protect it as much as possible when you leave it to your kids, your family. All of these are things that we do either here or with our partners to help families take care of all of this stuff. We will sit down with you at no cost and no obligation to you and walk you through, where are you now? We will analyze, where are you from a tax perspective? Where are you from an investment perspective? If you've got decisions to make around Social Security or pensions, or you're not sure how you're going to protect the money when you pass it on to your kids, we can help you with all of those things. And we will give you this analysis at no cost, no obligation to you. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement to qualify, but if so, call now. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. We will set aside time on our calendar for anybody that calls in the next 10 minutes. 988-0006. We will sit down with you and analyze exactly where you stand and what are the things that need to be fixed. 988-0006.
So, Buzz, give us some other secret weapons that you've got for especially the new stuff that's coming up this year.
Well, Tad and Tony, you guys are exactly right. Planning ahead of time before the end of the year is very imperative. 99% of the people in the United States are cash basis taxpayers. So when the ball drops at Times Square at midnight, it's done. Right. You can't, there's nothing you can do to change what happened.
Right. Right.
So it's important to plan ahead. Don't wait till December. Start planning in the summertime. And I try to get with all of my clients in the fall. And that way we can make a difference in the amount of tax that they pay. Because just bringing your information into your CPA at the end of the year, we just become historians. Yes, maybe we can help create some deductions that we can find and ask questions that would be helpful.
Right.
But the real opportunity is planning ahead.
Yeah, don't bring your statements in a shoebox to you at the end. Because we say this all the time. The more we know our clients, the better we are able to help them. We know
right.
about what's going on in their lives, and we may hear a little something and go, oh, wait, that's going on? Oh, let me fix this. So same for you, right? I mean, the better you know someone, the better you're able to get in there and say, there's an opportunity here that we can really do some things.
Well, and we can speak from experience because we're clients of Buzz,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And Buzzes. And
we like what Buzz does.
As soon as this tax law passed, we were getting emails from him saying, hey, here's two or three things that you guys need to really consider.
Let's get on it. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, would you like to do this or not? And us being really smart, we said, Buzz, do whatever you think we need to do, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
You tell us what to do.
Yeah.
And so, and that's, you know, that's been our experience. And with you is that you are very forward-looking and very proactive. So, Buzz, let me ask you this. If someone is in retirement, what are two or three things that they can be expecting in terms of what their taxes are going to look like?
Well, if you took a typical retiree that has dividend and interest income of $22,000 a year, maybe they're taking $40,000 from their IRA or pension, they've got Social Security of $30,000, maybe they've got a rental property, so their income's around $100,000 a year minus whatever deductions they have, we're going to see their taxes drop from about $11,000 down to $9,000, so about an 18% decrease in the amount of tax they pay just because of the changes in the tax law.
Yippee!
That's all right.
That is good. So people were wondering, you know, is this tax law going to be a good thing for most people or mm-hmm. not? And I think the answer is most folks are going to pay less in taxes, right?
That is correct.
Great. But
they need to know how to do this, not just, you know, I mean, you know, how to work the new system too. Exactly. I think is what you're saying too.
Yeah, I know that we don't try to do it at home. I mean, you know, and I think we understand taxes better than most people. But even still, if we are trying to accomplish something, I'd rather go to somebody that's what they do for a living.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I can do some things part-time. I mean, I play music part-time. But, you know, nobody's going to hire me to be a session musician in Nashville.
We can't eat on that.
We could. We would just only be able to eat one day a week.
We'd be hungry. But, yeah, I mean, and you know, that's a great point to have because hiring an expert that does – that is their thing. I mean, that's how you get the best of whatever you're trying to get. I mean, who wants discount plastic surgery?
Right.
Or discount brain surgery or discount, you know, let's just get the cheapest tax guy to do something. I mean, you're going to miss great opportunities.
Well, you know, if you think about your health, your wealth, your taxes, your soul, right? Things that matter, you want to make sure you're dealing with the experts.
Yeah.
And so if you would like to sit down and really understand what are the things that you need to be doing to have the retirement that you want, that matters to you, are there things you're missing? Is there a gap somewhere in your plan? Not because you've intentionally done it wrong, but because you just didn't know. It's the first time you've planned a retirement and you weren't sure how to do it all. We will sit down with you. Won't cost you a nickel to come in and have us analyze where you stand. You will walk away with a clear understanding of, are there things in your income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, or legacy planning that might need more attention? And if so, how do you do it? We will do this analysis for you at no cost. For anybody that calls in the next 10 minutes, 988-0006. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement to qualify, but if so, call now. 205-988-0006. That's 205-988-0006.
You're listening to Retire with Freedom.
Why choose Freedom Financial Group to handle your retirement? Because we provide objective advice and concierge service. Investments, insurance, retirement planning, all at one location. We also partner with qualified attorneys and CPAs to provide complete financial strategies for our clients. We use a variety of investment and insurance products to custom design retirement plans that can give clients a clear look at their future. And we help you stay on the path toward financial independence. If you don't want to do it yourself and want to work with a team to create a financial strategy for your future, give us a call, 205-988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. Would you rather get retirement advice from someone who doesn't know anything about you or Freedom Financial Group? 205-988-0006. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill.
And we're back. And guys, we're talking about things you never hear people say. So, Tony, in the class that we teach, and we do, for our listeners, we do one at Jeff State and one at Sanford. We try to do one a quarter, but it's a deep dive into retirement planning. If you think you would benefit from that, there is a small tuition. It's $49, but call the office, or you can call now. The operators will just take a message. But if you'd like to come to that class, call 988-0006, 988-0006. You don't have to call now. You can call during the week. And our staff will help you with that. You can ask for Tracy or Anna, and they'll get you on the roster for the next class. But in that class, I make the point that one of the fastest growing poverty groups in this country are widowed women, right?
And there's a reason for that.
And there's a reason for that, and it's because most retirement planning is done looking at the situation that exists when retirement happens.
Right.
And that typically means both people are still alive.
Right.
But what hasn't been done is a full analysis of what takes place when typically the husband passes away first, because statistics say we're going first. So, Tony, things that people – we've never heard people say. We've never heard a widowed woman say, I have no concern about what's happening to me now that my husband's gone. I feel completely confident in all of the financial stuff, and I'm not worried about it at all. I personally have never heard that.
Right, me either. And the other thing is, I think, you know, you can talk about what happens to their tax-wise, because I think a lot of folks do initially think it doesn't take as much for one person to live as it does for two. So it's okay if I take a single life pension, or, you know, we lose one of the Social Security payments. It's not going to hurt her so bad because it's just her. It's not both of us anymore. So let's just talk about that from a tax standpoint. Forget about the other things that doesn't add up.
Well, unfortunately, she jumps into the single tax filing, which means her tax brackets go up faster.
Right.
So she'll probably pay more than half the tax that they were paying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and she's going to lose one of the Social Security payments.
Yep.
Right? If there's a pension in there somewhere, she's going to lose part of the pension, which we see
if
all
not
the
all.
Time.
Yeah.
Now she's losing one of the Social Security payments, she's losing part or all of a pension, and her tax bracket is going up because now she's a single filer.
Right. And the other thing about life is, I mean, the cable company doesn't say, just send me half the payment because he's not here watching the TV too. I mean, you may not travel as much, maybe, and you may spend a little less on food. But other than that, life's pretty stagnant. And I'll say this too, because I'm a woman, so I'm probably going to have to hire some help.
No.
if anybody knew that. But, I mean, I'm probably going to have to hire some more help around the house. I mean, you know, I can't reach things. I'm very short. So.
Wait, so you're going to have more help around the house than you have now?
Right. Because you're so handy.
What you're going to say is you're going to actually finally get some help around the house.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, I mean, so the thing about it, one of the things, I mean, you know, women are going to probably need, and me, I'm saying this for me too, help around the house, doing things outside, inside, and those kinds of things, more so than if I had you, even though you're not super handy.
Well, thank you for that. And actually, when we were discussing this off the air, Buzz, you said something that
Buzz,
was
hilarious. What did you say widow women
something
never said?
You've never heard widowed women well, or something
well,
widow women
well my wife said. Carrie would certainly say she would never date.
Never date. Yeah, I'm never.
And
well,
we
I say
all
that.
Know that you're lying.
No, I say that. I always say well, if I, no, the, I'm not training another man.
Words are easy.
I'm not training another one of you, and that's probably what Carrie's thinking too. She's like, nuh-uh, I'm not doing that again.
Well, getting married means you have to train them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You can date them, and then when they get annoying, just do something else.
Maybe.
It's when you marry them that they've got to be trained.
Only if you get to keep that pension. Then you're the sugar mama.
So if this is a thing that you're asking yourself, have we adequately planned for if one of us passes away? There are a lot of things that go into that. And the good news is that we have helped hundreds of people do this, and we know all the stuff to think about. And it really is about making sure that we've run all the numbers and we're looking at the reality of it. What's going to happen if you're on your own? And we can help you analyze that, and we can go through and tell you exactly what needs to be done so that if and when that day happens, you'll be okay. If you'd like to have that analysis done for you, we will do it at no cost at all. We'll sit down with you right here in our office in Indian Springs and analyze where you are currently and let you know what's the impact of Social Security, pensions, if there's any life insurance or not, what's going to happen if you need to pay the house off, all of the decisions that someone on their own is going to have to make. We will help you think through it and make sure you've got a plan in place. We'll do that at no cost and no obligation to anybody that calls in the next 10 minutes. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement, but if so, call now. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. We can help you have a plan in place so that it doesn't have to be scary. 988-0006.
So, Buzz, you talked about, you know, people doing those charitable contributions every third year so they can't itemize on those years. Are there any other things they can do for charitably minded people with their situation?
Well, retirement. Especially for folks that are age 70 and a half and older, they can take advantage of the IRA to charity break, which means they can send their RMD, their required minimum distribution, directly to the charity. And that, in their tax return, may actually lower the amount of tax they pay, because as your income goes up, the amount of tax that you pay on your Social Security goes up.
Right.
So if we're able to take that IRA withdrawal and send it directly to the charity, it doesn't show up on our tax return, so we're going to pay less tax.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about that, you mentioned that, a lot of people just automatically assume that their taxes are going to go down in retirement. And you just said something that I usually have to educate people on a little bit, is it really depends on how much they're spending and where the bucket is they're pulling the money from. Isn't that right? I mean, because think about it. Okay, so if you're earning, you know, $200,000 a year and you're spending $200,000 a year, and then your Social Security ends up being $30,000 a year, and you've got a little bit of money there, but you got to pull the other 70 or whatever from an IRA account. I mean, how much more is your taxes really going to go down? Because that's all income tax, just like you were earning it, correct?
Right,
I mean,
right.
Yeah, and so people don't think about it like that. I mean, what?
And to the extent that retirees are pulling from their IRA in excess of their RMD, I like to look at each year and try to decide when's the best time to increase that when it's appropriate.
So, Buzz, you were talking earlier about property taxes, and obviously this is a retirement planning show, so a lot of what we're discussing has to do with tax implications for retirees or people that are getting near it.
And this might be a missed opportunity that we were talking about.
Yeah. And you, Tony, were mentioning missed opportunities. So I'm just the straight man. You're asking all the good questions, and Buzz has got all the answers. So talk about the property tax situation for seniors, Buzz.
Well, property taxes in Alabama, some taxpayers may qualify for exemptions. It's an automatic exemption when you're 65. You go down to the courthouse, prove your age, and they will reduce your property taxes. Some people think that it's based on income, but actually you do get a reduction just for being age 65. There are other exemptions, which is based on income. There's a couple of levels around 24,000 or below. You get a bigger deduction. I think when it gets to about half that, it will totally eliminate your taxes. But this is an opportunity I see that people are not taking advantage of. And the biggest one of all is if you're disabled. If all you have to provide to the courthouse is two letters from doctors that you're disabled and your property taxes are zero.
Whoa.
And there, I meet with clients sometimes in their home, and I've got clients that I can tell they qualify for that deduction, and they're paying many thousands of dollars in property taxes, and it's very simple to do.
And they didn't even know it. They didn't even know they could do that.
No, they didn't.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing that gets me. I'm going to ask you this question. How often did those people have somebody that was preparing their taxes before you became involved that never brought that up? Does that happen?
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the thing. It's the same thing with retirement planning.
Yeah. You think you got a guy, but is the guy doing everything?
Yeah, just because somebody does something, you know, that's what they do for a living, does not mean that they're the kind of people that are going to dig in and really turn over every stone, look under every opportunity to make sure that we're being as thorough as possible. And Buzz, I've told you this personally, but one of the things that I've been so impressed with you by is how much knowledge you have in this area, how often I ask you questions around tax stuff, and you know the answer off the top of your head. Now, that doesn't mean we all know. I mean, nobody knows all the answers of everything that
right.
they, you know, I don't know all the answers about retirement planning yeah. off the top of my head.
Right.
But I know a lot of them.
And, you know, the other thing I love about Buzz that makes us all work well together is how passionate he is about doing everything he can to help somebody. I mean, that's what we bring to the table as well. And that's what makes it, it really makes your job more fun, doesn't it? I mean, who wants to just go in there and fill out tax forms all day? Or us, who wants to just pick stocks and bonds all day? I mean, working with the individuals and really being passionate about helping them get every opportunity they can, doesn't that just make it so much more fun to wake up in the morning?
Here's the point I'm making. How many people are working with somebody that's just doing the bare minimum to get by, to get that person paid?
Yeah.
Right? And so what Buzz is talking about here is uncovering opportunities that exist for people that their previous tax preparer, and that's all that those folks are. They're just preparing taxes.
Right.
They're not doing tax planning, like the kind of stuff Buzz is talking about. They're not doing that. And yet they had somebody that's doing their taxes so that you'd think they would be doing it. Just like there's plenty of people out there managing people's money, right? They've got a portfolio of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, whatever. Managing your money is not planning your retirement.
Right.
There's a big difference between uncovering all the things that need to be done that have nothing to do with which mutual fund or stock or bond to buy.
Right.
And so it's that kind of planning that we bring to the table for our clients. And it's those kind of planners that we partner with,
mm-hmm.
whether it's Buzz for taxes or it's the estate planning people that we work with, or it's Medicare information and healthcare supplements, or it's, you know, long-term care issues. If it's an area that we're not experts in, we find people that are so that we're not missing any opportunities.
Yeah.
And if you would like that kind of planning for yourself, I'm going to offer you an opportunity to come in and sit down and consult with us. And here's what happens when you come in. We figure out exactly what's going on in your life. We analyze everything as it relates to retirement planning, income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. And we analyze and give you very specific feedback so that you walk away from this with a clear understanding of what's going well and what needs to be done differently. So, what's the best way to take your Social Security? If you've got a pension decision, what's the best way to do that? If you're trying to decide whether to pay your house off or keep making the payments, or you've got rental properties, or you want to be more tax efficient, which is the topic of today's show, those are all the things that you will walk away with as part of this analysis. And the good news is it won't cost you a penny. So if you'd like to have that analysis for yourself and your family, call now. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement to qualify for this free offer. But if so, you will walk away with the things that I just mentioned. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. And I would encourage you to ask yourself this question. If there are things that you could really benefit from that you're not aware of, when would you want to know them? Call now. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006.
Coming up next, we're going to do the Getting to Know You segment, and we're going to ask Buzz, what's the luckiest thing that's ever happened to you? And then we'll continue with things nobody says. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Retire with Freedom.
Are you retired or about to retire and concerned about whether your money's going to last? Do you worry about the volatility of the stock market? Will the next market crash derail your retirement plans? These are the concerns that our client families had when they came to see us. And that's exactly what our Retire with Freedom process solves, is to put a plan in place so that these issues do not have to be causing you concern during your retirement years. If you would like a plan like that for yourself and your family, give us a call for our no-cost, no-obligation retirement stress test. Is your retirement going to pass the test? And if not, when would you want to know? Now, while you still have time to fix it, or later when it's too late? Be one of the first 10 callers right now to receive your no-cost retirement stress test. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. 988-0006. Be one of the first 10 callers right now.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies.
This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill.
And we are back. So normally we do the Getting to Know You segment at the end of the show, Tony. But Buzz, the greatest CPA in the history of the universe, he is not going to be able to stay with us for the entire show. He's given us a lot of great information. Thank you, Buzz. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks.
But since this is our favorite part and it's the funnest part, we thought we would force him to stay around
just for this
1 minute, right?
Yeah.
So, Tony, why don't you ask the question, and then we'll all answer it, but we'll start with Buzz.
Yeah, and this is the awkward part because it's like we're just throwing you an impromptu thing here. But Buzz, what's the luckiest thing that's ever happened to you?
Well, I guess I'd have to say it's when I met my wife, Carrie, especially.
You just stole my thing.
Especially because she's an Auburn girl and I went to Alabama. So the stars just aligned that we met in passing. And
how did y'all meet?
Well, I wanted to go out with her best friend who didn't want to go out with me.
No. Okay, this just got way more interesting. All right. Can you elaborate just a bit on that one? All right, you were going to go to the best friend.
Well, she was my next-door neighbor, and I thought we probably wanted to date, and she said no, but here's my best friend, and I got the best of the two.
All right.
That is great.
That's the sweetest thing ever.
And that's Carrie. Well, Carrie, you're lucky to have Buzz, and Buzz is lucky to have Carrie.
Well,
that's
especially
amazing.
Since she's an Auburn girl, you definitely outkicked your coverage there.
Well, I don't know about that. We're turning her to the dark side. She likes Alabama, too.
Our youngest daughter just now committed to Alabama. I mean, we're kind of not over that yet either.
Yeah, we're very proud of her. She's got a full scholarship plus an additional scholarship to the School of Engineering.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, we are very proud of you.
War Eagle.
Can't talk to you anymore.
Roll Tide.
A War Eagle.
We love you and we're proud of you, but we just can't see you anymore.
Right. See you later. You're on your own.
All right, Tony, what's the luckiest thing that ever happened to you?
I was going to say meeting you.
Wait a minute.
Actually, what I was going to say, here's what I was going to say.
Because I was going to say that.
No, I was going to be even more genius.
Is this like the gift of the Magi?
Yeah, it's kind of that. But let me say this. All right, so Tad and I met in accounting class. Believe it or not, this is a true story. So Buzz is here. We met in accounting class, and we had to sit in alphabetical order right next to each other in the back of the classroom. That's how me and Tad met.
That's true.
So I don't know if it was fate or force. I'm not really sure what happened there, but we met each other, and that was really fun. It was a turning point, and Tad's younger than me, and I didn't understand. I figured he was my age, and it was really weird, and I was like...
She had no idea she was robbing the cradle.
Yeah, but anyway, that's been a great thing because, I mean, it is. Once you really find that mate, it kind of just... It just makes everything better. It makes all the fun stuff more fun. It makes all the things that are challenging somebody that you can be with. And so, yeah, it's a good thing.
All right. So I was going to say the day you agreed to marry me, but that's just too redundant now that the two of you have stolen it from me. So
you going to say the lottery or something?
No, well, I've never won the lottery. Yeah. But I will say, well, I guess I did. So I'm going to say the three luckiest things that have ever happened to me are our children.
Oh, okay, good.
Peyton, Tyler, and Shannon.
Yeah.
Even though we can't see or talk to Shannon anymore.
The Alabama girl.
The three luckiest things that have ever happened to me are our three daughters. I could not be more in love with any human being other than those three kids, except for you, of course, honey.
One more thing I want to ask Buzz about. I want to bring this up because we didn't bring it up. Two things. Buzz and Pierce Belville and them, they are the most responsive CPA firm I've ever been established with. And we don't just work with one person. We work with our client CPA firms, too. But you guys are just, bar none, ridiculously responsive. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, y'all must not sleep or anything.
Well, thank you for saying that. But, you know, I tell the folks that I'm privileged to work with every day that our clients expect us to make their life easier, but I want to make their life better.
You do. I mean, you really do.
That is really good. Our clients expect us to make their lives easier, but we want to make their lives better.
And you know what? You've done that personally for me.
And you know what? Hopefully we do that for our clients.
Yep.
So, Buzz, I'm going to steal that from you.
Yeah.
Please.
And the other thing is, so golf is a big passion of yours, too. You like to play golf. So would you say you're a better CPA or a golfer?
Well, I went to Alabama to become a professional golfer and came out as a CPA. So I probably would have starved had I been successful with the former.
Well, you know what? I think the world is luckier and it's a better world because you became something that you can help people with this tax thing. And you can play all the golf you want to now, right?
Absolutely.
For fun.
All right. So, Buzz, I know you've got to go. We've actually forced you to stay for part of this third segment here, and we appreciate you doing that. Before you go, please let people know if they would like to get in touch with the most amazing tax planner ever in the history of the universe.
And golfer.
and part-time golfer. How do they get in touch with
you? Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed spending time with you guys. My telephone number is 205-323-5440. My website is www.piercebevel.com.
Spell Pierce Bevel.
Pierce Bevel is PierceBevill.
All right. Right here in Birmingham, Buzz Coons with Pierce Bevel. Buzz, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one.
So wrapping up, Tony, on that, I would just like to offer to our listeners, if you want to sit down with someone who can help you think through retirement planning, income planning, how to replace your paycheck. If you're going to stop working, how do we make sure we've got the income that you need? Tax planning, legacy planning. We can analyze all of these things for you, and you will walk away with a clear understanding with actionable to-dos on exactly what to be doing with your Social Security. Are there tax opportunities that you're not taking advantage of? Are there things around income planning that you could benefit from? We will do that at no cost and no obligation. It's part of the analysis that we offer to you, our listeners, at no cost and no obligation. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement to qualify for this free offer. But if so, call now, 988-0006. That's 988-0006. Give us a call in the next 10 minutes. We've got operators there, and they will get you on our calendar. We will spend time with you personally and analyze your retirement, and you will walk away with a clear understanding of what are all the things that, if we were you, we would feel really good about, and then are there opportunities that you're missing? If there are missed opportunities that you could take advantage of, when would you want to know about it? Find out by coming to see us. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006.
Coming up next, we're going to take questions from our listeners. We're going to talk about all the things a financial advisor should be talking to you about and a popular investment called a real estate investment trust. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Retire with Freedom.
Hi, this is Tad Hill, host of the Retire with Freedom radio show and the president of Freedom Financial Group. We specialize in retirement planning. So if you're retired or about to retire, give us a call. We can help you with our five-step Retire with Freedom process, and here are the questions that it answers. Are you going to be able to retire and have your money last? How are you going to replace your paycheck with your savings and investments in a way that is secure and will last for your lifetime? How are you going to deal with the rising cost of health care, and are you being as tax efficient as possible? Be one of the first 10 callers right now to receive your no-cost retirement stress test. 988-0006. That's 988-0006.
888-0006.
Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to security and lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies.
This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill.
Okay, Tony, we're back. So let's look into our email and bag.
Yeah, and see. Okay, so I've got one.
All right. That was quick.
I know, because I saw it during the break, so I wanted to kind of get this one.
All right.
So Patty in Hoover, her question is, my financial advisor seems to be doing a good job of managing my investments, as far as I can tell. But we never talk about other things like Social Security or life insurance or legacy plans, which are all things that I feel I should be getting advice on. Is this typical?
Unfortunately, Patty, it's all too typical. So, you know, in our experience, most brokers, bankers, you know, people that are managing people's money, that's all they're doing usually.
Right.
They're you know, hey, what's your risk tolerance? You know, what rate of return are you looking for? You know, they may ask questions like, how much do you need in retirement and income? But they don't ever really nail it down. In my experience, they're more just, you know, taking whatever number you give them, which we found that that's a bad idea, because most people don't really know how much they're going to need in retirement without going through our lifestyle analysis.
Right,
so we've got a proprietary process that we call our lifestyle analysis, where we're really figuring out how much are we going to need from your savings, because we can't afford to guess at that.
Right.
You know, Tony, people come in here and they're counting on us to help them answer questions like, hey, can I retire in 2 years and maintain the lifestyle that we're used to? Or if I have to work longer, how many years longer do I have to work to be able to keep the lifestyle? Or I really want to retire now and I'm okay reducing my lifestyle, but I don't know what to reduce it to.
Right, exactly.
And I don't want to be making a mistake that I realize 10 years from now. You know, I don't realize I was headed down the wrong path until it's too late. And that's, you know, Patty, the kind of stuff you're asking, what should you do about your Social Security? You know, pension's another big one. Patty didn't ask about this, Tony, but that's another big decision right. That people are having to make. What's the best? Should they take the annuity? Should they take the lump sum? If they're going to take the annuity, should they take 50% spousal, 75%, 100%? What's the best thing?
Yep.
If they're going to take a lower spousal number, how do they make up for that?
Yeah, I call that income replacement, you know.
Income replacement, yeah. I mean, Patty mentioned legacy plans.
Right. What happens after?
I just sat down with a family last week. They've got, and they're a client of ours, so it's a family we've been helping for a while. They've got just over $2 million. They are raising their grandson from her previous marriage.
Okay.
He's got a son from his previous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Their will has not been updated in 20 years.
Whoa. Okay.
the lady that's our client and the son, his son from the previous marriage, don't get along.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one.
All the assets are in his name, and he's got it split 50-50 between them.
Wow.
But none of that's been updated in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
No trust in place. Nothing that's really going to ensure that all that takes place. And, you know, really what he's, and you know, and he shared with me, he said, you know, my son's very emotional, so I can't have this conversation with him because he gets really wound up and upset and all that sort of thing. So what's going to happen when he passes away?
Yeah,
if he goes first,
right,
is chaos.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And so I told him, I said, listen, Philip, we're not your estate planning attorney. Do you have one? He said, no, I don't have anybody I'm working with. I said, okay, well, as you know, we're your quarterback for everything.
Yeah.
So we may not be estate planning attorneys, nor are we CPAs, but we have partners that we trust and like and work closely with so that things like this are getting taken care of. And yes, it may not be, quote, my job to make sure you've got a legacy plan in place, but we're here to help you with your retirement.
Yeah, the whole life, the whole everything.
Everything.
Right. Yeah.
And so when we got done, we agreed we got to set up a meeting with our estate planning attorney immediately.
Let's get this done. Yeah.
And let's get this done so that, you know, so that no matter what happens, I mean, people can be upset about it, but who cares? You're dead.
But we still want it to take.
Well, you know, and they're upset at you. They can be mad at you, but at least they're not going to be fighting each other.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know, here's an interesting thing too. You know, we were talking about, you know, just people not knowing or not knowing how to think about what they're going to need, you know,
right,
after with Social Security and all that. I had some folks a couple of weeks ago, we're working together now, and they, and a lot of, I see this a lot, so I thought I'd bring this up. You know, a lot of folks just want to go, well, we just spend what we bring. I mean, we save in our 401ks and all that kind of stuff. But if it comes in our door and it hits our bank account, we spend it. So we don't really need to do the lifestyle analysis because we know that we spend what we make. Well, this particular family, the wife does some contract work and everything. Well, her salary fluctuates. So I'm like, okay, we can't have fluctuate. When we turn the salary off, we got to know exactly what you're spending, so we can't.
Wait, now, was this the one where they weren't even counting her salary because she counted it as
totally
her
different.
Spending money?
No, that's totally different. But,
okay.
But again, there are a lot of things that families are thinking about, and it's not that it's a bad thing, but the problem, here's where you get caught up and this gets a problem. If you're both still working and you've got his money and her money, or you've got a fluctuating salary and you just go, okay, I'll spend more this month and less next month and that kind of thing, you can absorb all that when you're working. The problem we're trying to solve for is once we step away from the job and the paycheck, now how do we make it work? And we better know exactly what that is, not just sometimes it's this and sometimes it's that, because, you know, we know how to do that and do that well. So I always tell people when they want to, like, you know, make it less than they're spending because it makes them feel better, I always use this analogy. Don't clean up the house before the maid gets here. Let me see all your dirt. Let me see everything. And then we'll talk about it together, whether, yes, we're not
going
to do that.
They're trying to hide stuff from you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let me see it. You better let me see it. I'm here to help you, and we'll figure it all out. But you know, don't try to sweep something under the carpet when we know it's really going to be there and come back and get us. So anyway, that's all.
So if you are like Patty and somebody's just managing your money and really you're trying to figure out all this other stuff, how do you protect your legacy for your family? How do you pass money on as tax efficiently as possible? How do you make sure you've got your paycheck replaced when it's time to retire in some way other than, boy, I hope the markets don't crash? How do you make Social Security decisions that are the best for you? How do you make pension decisions that are the best for you? That's what we do. And we do that through our Retire with Freedom planning process. And we will sit down with you and walk you through that process, how it works, and we will do an analysis for you that helps you understand every single thing I just listed. Are you exposed to any of that? Are you missing opportunities? Are there things that you could be doing that you just didn't know to do, or you didn't know that these strategies existed? This analysis we will do completely free with no obligation to anybody that calls in the next 15 minutes. So pick up the phone, give us a call. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement. But if so, here's our promise to you. We are going to do everything in our power without you having to pay us a penny to help you understand what are all the things that you need to be paying attention to so that your retirement goes the way you want it to. And we do that in a fun, relaxed atmosphere where we're just trying to help you figure it out. Now, if we decide to work together past that, we will. And it's a decision that we make mutually. Sometimes we're a fit for each other. Sometimes we're not. But ask yourself this question. If there were things that you really could benefit from understanding, when would you want to know them? I think sooner is better than later. So call now, 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. We will sit down with you and help you answer those questions and anything else that's on your mind. 988-0006, 205-988-0006. 0006.
We want to wrap up really quick with our last email question here. I wanted to get in. So Mick in Cahaba Heights says, I recently had a REIT proposed to me as an investment I should consider. What are your thoughts on these?
So, well, a couple things to understand about REITs. REIT is an acronym, REIT. It stands for Real Estate Investment Trust. Real Estate Investment Trust. And there are two fundamental kinds. There are publicly traded and non-publicly traded. So publicly traded REITs trade like a stock or a bond, usually in an ETF or something like that, or a mutual fund. And you can buy and sell them anytime you want on an exchange. Non-publicly traded REITs come from a company, and there are several of these. But the biggest thing to be careful of with a non-publicly traded REIT is that the only people that are promising to buy it back from you if you don't want it anymore or it goes underwater is the company that issued it.
Yeah.
So and those are the ones that a lot of people are, you know, if somebody's trying to, quote,
pitch you,
convince you of putting money in a REIT, they're probably talking about the non-publicly traded kind. Yeah. And so they can have really good dividends. You might see 7, 8, 9% dividends on that. Now, those are not qualified dividends. They're taxed as income, not as they don't get the preferential tax treatment that qualified dividends get. But I'm not against them. It's just that, you know, when 2008 happened and the real estate market crashed, mm-hmm. a lot of people were stuck in those things. They couldn't get
with
their money
nothing
out.
Nothing to do. You know,
people talk about the surrender penalties of annuities. You know, at least you know what it is. I mean, you know, you might have a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever, maybe even a 10% penalty on something like an annuity. I saw people in their REITs that they couldn't, the only way they could get out of it was to sell it on a secondary market.
For just pennies.
For 30 or 40 cents on the dollar.
It was crazy. Yeah.
So they had, and the dividends all got suspended.
Right.
So they weren't getting the dividends and they couldn't sell the thing without losing 50, 60, 70% of their money.
Right.
So I would just
be
really
careful.
Yeah, I would be careful. I mean, we use the publicly traded kind in our portfolios all the time.
Yeah.
But we personally don't use the non-publicly traded kind. You know, we've looked at them hard over the years, and we just can't ever get comfortable with them.
Yeah. There's just too much of a gotcha. It can hurt you too bad if it does go wrong.
But, I mean, there are people that make a ton of money in them, too. Yeah. There's nothing you can do without risk. Mm-hmm. So I'm not, you know, you've heard us say this. We don't think of anything that's legitimate as good or bad. We don't think of REITs as good or bad, or annuities, or life insurance, or stocks, or bonds, or gold, or silver, or cash, or CDs. And we know there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they talk about how, oh, never do this or never do that. Frankly, we think those people are stupid. I mean, really, that's never just, do something.
Yeah.
I mean, you're giving somebody bad advice.
Right.
I mean, for somebody, that may be the perfect thing.
Right.
As long as it's not a Ponzi scheme or, you know, I mean, you know, never run in traffic. Okay, that's good advice. But never put your money in gold or never put your money in an annuity or, you know, don't, you know, why would you put your money in the stock market when you're taking all this risk? I mean, it depends on what we're trying to do.
Exactly.
So I'm not saying never use a non-publicly traded REIT. People,
yeah.
There are plenty of people that have made a lot of money on them.
But it's speculative. I mean, you know, it's...
They
you
can,
know,
yeah, definitely they can be. And you just want to be careful that if you do get caught and you can't get your money out, you can wait 5, 6, 7 years for the real estate market to rebound.
Just be aware of what you're doing. And a good person that's a really, really good advisor is somebody that's explaining the upside and the downside of everything. So you know exactly what
you're getting. Here's one way you can guarantee yourself that somebody's just trying to sell you something. They're just telling you all the good stuff and they're not telling you the drawbacks. Yeah. So one of the things you can rest assured of with us is before we do anything, not only do you know the benefits that you will get from it, but you also know the limitations, the drawbacks, the risks that come along with it. If you want that kind of planning for yourself, we will sit down with you at no cost and no obligation. For anybody that calls, we will sit down with you at no cost and no obligation for the first 10 callers right now. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement to qualify for this free offer. It won't cost you a nickel. And if so, call now. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. We've had a great time this week. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Retire with Freedom on the Retirement News Network.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Freedom Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity products guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
Hi, this is Tad Hill, host of the Retire with Freedom radio show and the president of Freedom Financial Group. We specialize in retirement planning. So if you're retired or about to retire, give us a call. We can help you with our five-step Retire with Freedom process, and here are the questions that it answers. Are you going to be able to retire and have your money last? How are you going to replace your paycheck with your savings and investments in a way that is secure and will last for your lifetime? How are you going to deal with the rising cost of health care, and are you being as tax efficient as possible? Be one of the first 10 callers right now to receive your no-cost retirement stress test. 988-0006. That's 988-0006. 988-0006.
Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to security and lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies.